Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 644. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from The Unknowns from Brisbane, Australia. The song is called Beat Me. It's on the band's album East Coast Low, which came out March 10th of this year on Bargain Bin Records. It is an excellent punk rock record. You'll hear everything from, The Saints to Zero Boys to Ramones to one song that is a complete and total Misfits ripoff that they must have done intentionally. Who knows? Anyway, it's a great record. Pick that one up, turn it up loud, roll the windows down. Guaranteed hit right there. Anyway, lots of music. I should talk less, play more. This is Warriors with the song Doom Scrolling.
Looks like we've been making plans for the next 30 some odd years. With all of our monopoly money, like the city might still be here. Our plans to move to the country really seem to fit the mood. 'Cause all we need is a water source and land to grow all our food. Keep my fingers crossed that it all collapses later. If you have to explain what's about to happen, just point at the rising seas. Throw your things in a 95 Outback, grab the dogs and you're ready to flee. Watching true crime while scrolling, thinking when is it gonna stop. Tell all the kids that you shouldn't have had, you posted infographics a lot. Keep my fingers crossed that it all collapses later. Looks like we've been making plans for the next 30 some odd years. With all of our monopoly money, like the city might still be here. Keep my fingers crossed that it all collapses later. different up there.
Did those two work together? I think they worked together. Anyway, we just heard from the City Lions from Ann Arbor, Michigan, the song Different This Year. It leads off the Analog Memories EP, which will be out April 27th, a self-released digital-only thing that you can pick up on Bandcamp, just like I did. The band bills itself as, what if Bruce Springsteen was fronting Jimmy Eat World? I don't know. It was interesting enough for me to take a listen. And there is a song on there that is more Gaslight Anthem than Gaslight Anthem has been in a long time. So maybe you'll find something you enjoy in that EP. Before that, we heard from Warriors with the song Doom Scrolling. That's on the new album Warm Blanket, which came out April 7th on Ernest Jennings Record Company. Of course, the project of Lauren D'Annunzio, who is now based out of Brooklyn, I think. And that one is an interesting album. It contains a lot more variation than previous releases by Warriors, and I think that's mostly because it's largely a Lauren solo record. So whatever fit in their mind is what fit on the record, and I think there's some good things there. Again, give that one a listen, see if there's something that works for you. Anyway, we can continue on here. Here's a track by Sibling Rivalry. The song is called On the Beach.
I don't care about saving the world. curious. Like the night with the judge and the hot tubs, nothing serious. It's all in good fun, candles along the snow. Maybe you still have the photos, how will I ever know? You know, college, or hot tubs, it's a theme. Then came tours, some nights were a dream. But I always go back to the one I choose, to the one I'm with, but it's fun to peruse.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock podcast. We just heard from the Dolly Rots from LA with the song Hey Girl. That's the A-side of a new 7-inch that came out March 17th on Wicked Cool Records. The B-side is a cover of the Divinyls' I Touch Myself. The band continues to put the pop in the pop punk. That A-side there, very much, I don't know, Avril Lavigne maybe? Who knows? But they're always entertaining. Before that, we heard from Sibling Rivalry with the song On the Beach. That was from the band's only release, a 7-inch called In the Family Way that came out in 1994 on Alternative Tentacles. That is the project of Mickey Lee and Joey Ramone, real-life brothers, putting together some songs and putting them on vinyl for us. I picked that up at Love Garden Records in Lawrence, Kansas just a few weeks ago as a nice price. I had not heard it before, and it's a fun little record. I'm not sure that it stays in my collection very long, though, so check out Discogs. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. All right, more music for you here. This is the Ophelias with He Cried.
I didn't love him anymore.
it time to come back to Earth. We just heard from the Cocktail Twins with the song Ice Blink Luck. That was originally released in 1990, though I just picked that up on a compilation called Cherry Stars Collide, Dream Pop, Shoegaze, and Ethereal Rock, 1986 to 1995. One of those 4-CD Cherry Red compilations. And I did pick that up, and we're going to play something from each of the 4 CDs, so you'll hear something else the next few weeks. It's nice to get back into Dream Pop, and this is the perfect weather for it, so maybe it all makes sense. Before that, we heard from the Ophelias from Cincinnati. The song He Cried, that's on a digital-only affair called 3 Covers that you can pick up on Bandcamp reasonably priced. That cover there in particular is a Shangri-La's song. I like what they did with that one. Anyway, I guess it's time to wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 644. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. We got Junkyard Royalty on the 24th at Greenhouse, the 26th Thelma and the Sleaze at Mini Bar, 27th Black Flag will be at Record Bar, 29th New Pornographers at the Truman or Damien Girardo at the Record Bar or Juju at the Bottleneck or Still Ill at Blip. Looking into May, Dryad at Farewell on the 1st, Skinny Puppy at Liberty on the 2nd, Dreamwell the 4th at Encore, Red Kate is playing Farewell on the 5th, Doldrums are at Farewell on the 6th, Spike Hellas is at Emerald on the 7th. Haven't been to that venue yet. Looking forward to it. I hear it's great. On the 9th, Spilt a Spill at the Madrid or Tenacious D at Starlight. On the 10th, Off is playing at the Record Bar or Cheap Trick is playing at Starlight. Billy Idol is at the Uptown on the 11th and Deaf Heaven is at the Madrid on the 13th. And that takes us a few weeks out. Looking at the website, there are a few new things out there. Photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Voice of Addiction, Uncouth, Sidewalk Celebrity, and Blood Daubers show, as well as the Whiffs, Harrisonics, and Jackoffs show as well. All right, time for one track left here. I've got something by a band called Mork. It's a project of Thomas Eriksson from Halden in Norway. The song I'm play is called Avixum, and off the album Dipit. Again, my Norwegian, bad. I won't pretend anything else. It was released March 24th of this year on Peaceville Records. It is a black metal thing, so you know what that means, folks. Time to bliss out in this one. Enjoy. Maybe go to the forest. We'll end things here. This is Mork with Avixum. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.